Ken Olson is a soil sciences professor at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana, and he co-authored the study. He says the river level at the Cairo gauge continued to rise even after the Corps breached the levee on May 2nd. The next day, he says, the river peaked at 61.72, more than a foot above the level of the levee's fuse plug.
It started off a choice between prime farmland in Missouri and lowering the pressures on an urban levee system. However, once the forecasted peak was wrong, it was too low, and in fact, the flood water was going to go over the top of the fuse plug, we ended up choosing between flooding the farmland and the city or just flooding the farmland.
Olson says without the breach, Cairo would have been flooded by 22 feet of water. In another study, Olson found agricultural production levels and the floodway will be compromised for years to come. Olson's studies can be found in the Journal of Soil and Water Conservation. I'm Jacob McClelland.